Welcome to the 10-Minute Headache. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Young. Today's session, we take a look at cardiac arrest in the late-term pregnant patient. Cardiac arrest in late-term pregnant patients is a critical and challenging emergency with potentially life-threatening consequences both for mom and the baby. This podcast will take a look at the pathophysiology, signs and symptoms, and treatment strategies for cardiac arrest in late-term pregnancy, emphasizing the unique physiological changes that occur during this period. Cardiac arrest in late-term pregnancy is a rare but high-stakes medical emergency. Late-term pregnancy is generally defined as the period between the 28th and 42 weeks of gestation. Cardiac arrest in this population is associated with the unique challenges that come about because of the physiological changes that occur in both mom and the baby. Understanding the pathophysiology, recognizing signs and symptoms, and quickly implementing appropriate treatment strategies are crucial for improving outcomes. To comprehend cardiac arrest in late-term pregnancy, it's essential to appreciate the cardiovascular changes that occur during pregnancy, particularly in the cardiovascular system. Now, the late-term pregnancy exacerbates these changes, making the patient even more susceptible to cardiac complications. Late-term pregnancy is marked by a significant increase in blood volume and cardiac output. Cardiac output can rise by as much as 50% during pregnancy to meet the demands of the developing fetus and placenta. These changes are primarily mediated by increased stroke volume and heart rate, leading to alterations in the overall hemodynamic profile. The expanding uterus also compresses the inferior vena cava when a pregnant woman lies supine, potentially causing decreased venous return and a subsequent reduction in cardiac output because of a reduction in preload. Late-term pregnancy is associated with increased cardiac output and oxygen demand. In the setting of cardiac arrest, a sudden loss of circulation can have a profound impact on maternal and fetal oxygenation. As I said earlier, the gravid uterus can further complicate this situation by compressing the inferior vena cava when your patient is in a supine position, as we would find her in a cardiac arrest, especially during resuscitation. Pregnancy also leads to an increase in the coagulability of the blood, which can result in an increase in the risk of thrombotic events. The hypercoagulable state of pregnancy can contribute to thrombotic events such as pulmonary embolism, which can precipitate cardiac arrest. Disseminated intravascular coagulation, also known as DIC, may develop in response to severe hemorrhage, further complicating the coagulation cascade and worsening the outcome for both patients. Pregnancy results in an increase in tidal volume and minute volume to accommodate the increased oxygen consumption of the fetus. These changes can lead to alterations in acid-base balance and respiratory compensation. Cardiac arrest leads to profound acidosis and electrolyte imbalances, which can have detrimental effects on maternal and fetal physiology. Acidosis has a large impairment on myocardial contractility and thus worsens the chance of successful resuscitation. Hormonal fluctuations, including elevated levels of estrogen and progesterone, play a crucial role in maintaining pregnancy and can influence the cardiovascular and respiratory systems. Progesterone, for example, has a vasodilatory effect, contributing to the decreased systemic vascular resistance observed during pregnancy. So let's take a look at some of the causes of cardiac arrest in the late-term pregnant patient. Cardiac arrest in the late-term pregnancy can be attributed to a variety of causes, some of which are unique to the pregnant patient. Understanding these etiological factors is essential for early recognition and appropriate management. There are some that come as a result of the patient being pregnant. Placental abruption. The premature separation of the placenta from the uterine wall can lead to severe hemorrhage, hypovolemic shock, and cardiac arrest. Eclampsia. Severe preeclampsia can progress to eclampsia characterized by seizure and hypertensive crisis, potentially leading to a cardiac arrest. uterine rupture. Now, uterine rupture is a rare but life-threatening complication in which it can result in profound hemorrhage and rapid cardiac collapse. The last OB-related cause is amniotic fluid embolism. The entry of amniotic fluid into the maternal circulation can trigger a catastrophic immune response, leading to cardiac arrest. Keep in mind that it is possible for the patient to have an amniotic fluid embolism up to 2 to 3 weeks after the delivery of the baby. What about some non-OB causes? Well, there can be cardiac causes. Pre-existing cardiac conditions such as cardiomyopathy, valvular disease, or arrhythmias can deteriorate during pregnancy and precipitate the arrest. A pulmonary embolism. Keep in mind, as we stated earlier, the hypercoagulable state of pregnancy increases the risk of pulmonary embolism, which can obstruct pulmonary arteries and impair oxygenation, leading to cardiac arrest. And lastly, traumatic events, including motor vehicle accidents or physical assault, can result in an arrest during the pregnancy. Recognizing cardiac arrest in the late-term pregnancy patient is challenging because so many of the typical signs and symptoms of an impending cardiac arrest are masked by pregnancy-related changes. However, there are some specific clinical clues that can help identify this critical condition. Some of these early warning signs of impending cardiac arrest in the late-term pregnancy may include syncope or near syncope. The patient may begin complaining of lightheadedness, weakness, or dizziness. Patient may have some chest pain. This may be indicative of myocardial ischemia, especially if the patient has risk factors for coronary artery disease. Respiratory distress. Rapid respiratory rate and difficulty breathing may suggest pulmonary edema or a cardiac dysfunction. In the event of a cardiac arrest, the following signs and symptoms also may show up. Blood pressure may be reduced as well. The management of a cardiac arrest in a late-term pregnant patient is a multifaceted challenge that necessitates a coordinated approach amongst your team members. Prompt recognition, effective resuscitation, and attention to both maternal and fetal well-being are paramount. Basic life support principles should be initiated immediately. This includes, obviously, making sure that you've got a safe environment. Understand, during a cardiac arrest, emotions may be running high between family members and friends. If there's no pulse, begin compressions right away. Make sure that you've got the airway open and providing rescue breaths, and secure the airway with the most appropriate advanced airway that is dependent upon the situation. Advanced life support intervention should be initiated promptly by paramedics. Of these that are key are including defibrillation. If VFib or pulseless VTAC is detected, defibrillation should be performed. It's essential to use an appropriate energy level for defibrillation, typically higher for pregnant patients due to the increased transthoracic impedance. This is important. Left uterine displacement. To alleviate inferior vena cava compression and improve venous return and preload, left uterine displacement is recommended by reaching across the patient's belly, pulling the fetus, the gravid fetus, back towards the left, getting it off of the inferior vena cava. This, in essence, becomes one person's full-time job. Promptly addressing the underlying cause of cardiac arrest is essential, whether it be related to obstetric, non-obstetric, or trauma-related factors. Get your IV started to administer your medications and fluids, and meds such as epinephrine and amiodarone may be administered following all normal ACLS guidelines. You do not adjust these in relation to the unique physiology of the late-term pregnant patient. Effective teamwork and communication are critical for optimizing resuscitative efforts. Understand, this is going to be a very stressful situation for you. Make sure that roles are designated and responsibilities are assigned within the resuscitation team. invariably, about once every 3 or 4 years, we hear of a medic who goes rogue and performs a perimortem C-section. Just don't. The best survival chance for the baby is aggressive resuscitation of the mom. If you try to do a field C-section, of which you have no training on whatsoever, you will be punished severely, as you should be. If you get return of spontaneous circulation, make sure that you maintain an adequate blood pressure and oxygenation. Watch for arrhythmias to come back, as well as ischemia and other complications. Get your patient to an OB center that has specialists that are able to assess the fetal well-being, considering the gestational age and condition of the fetus. Cardiac arrest in late-term pregnant patients is a rare but life-threatening event that is going to demand a lot of you as the paramedic. Early recognition, prompt intervention, and coordinated multidisciplinary care are crucial for improving maternal and fetal outcomes. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the 10-Minute Medic. Next up will be a topic suggested by Gary Peterson with Kent County EMS in Maryland. In that session, we'll take a brief look at Zgarbosa criteria and why it's important. Visit our Facebook page at 10-Minute Medic on Facebook, and let me know what you'd like to hear on a future podcast. If you select your topic, we'll give you a shout out. Hope to see you soon.